The Vermont Health Department says for the first time it has found the radioactive isotope strontium-90 in groundwater at the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant in Vernon. VPR's John Dillon has details.
The levels found were below the EPA's safe drinking water threshold. The water in the test wells is not used for drinking, and the health department says there is no immediate risk to health. But Health Commissioner Dr. Harry Chen says the discovery shows the need for the state to closely monitor the site now and into the future.
This is more or less not surprising for a nuclear plant that has operated for 42 years, not surprising given that the fact there have been leaks and strontium found in the soil, but certainly important to both continue to monitor all the way through decommissioning.
Until now, the only radionuclide measured in any of the groundwater monitoring wells at Vermont Yankee was tritium, an isotope of hydrogen. Strontium-90 is considered more hazardous. At high levels of exposure, it's linked to bone cancer and leukemia. Vermont Yankee shut down at the end of December. Although the exact source of the strontium-90 is unclear, the department says it is likely due to past leaks and fallout at the plant. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.